the Afro music playlists. Can you explain what your perspective is on the importance of making these playlists available to the public?
Yeah, I think the importance is to kind of show the sound that exists in Lower Mainland on its own. And then secondly, to showcase the Black sound that exists here. There's quite a lot of music that you can find that, like, you know, we're reaching out to big artists and big labels to hear these musics and these sounds. But there are actually quite talented people down here that deserve this stage, that deserve this platform. A lot of the people on the playlist, are their music is great. I have it on my own personal playlist. And I think hearing that my own peers are able to do these things is so much cooler for me to be able to have access to. And I believe everybody needs that access as well.
Cool. And so the goal really is to, like, keep it as local as possible, right?
It's not even that so much. It's more of what do we not know about our community? A few of the artists that are on the playlist, I did not know before they were on there, before the curators put them on there. So shout out to Providence for that. And shout out to Richard Chimpaka as well. And DJ Ogar Roscoe for putting these artists together. They definitely had a touch in opening our eyes up to what talent exists here. I don't think there should be reasons for me to reach out to, you know, A, B, C artists that are 15 countries away when there's talent here and there is people that are working hard to be celebrated and to kind of be acknowledged for their, you know, their crazy talent, honestly.
It's cool to see. What has the response been from the community from all of this programming that you did in February?
Speaking on the social media aspect on it first, the social media response has been crazy. The shares and the reposts on it on for Black Connections has been wonderful because we're seeing that people are liking this information. They're liking the content that they're seeing and they're thinking and seeing it as valuable and useful to them. So we really appreciate the community's response to that. Speaking of On the Reach as well, I really appreciate their support in promoting this and publishing it on Abbey News Media as well. The reach has been phenomenal. I know Providence's response has been crazy and he definitely mentioned that he was getting positive responses everywhere from that. It's very wonderful to see things like this, and I'm excited to do more with the reach and hopefully do more with the Abbotsford community and businesses there.
What is Black Connections' history already with the reach?
My relationship with them in regards to this project with Milka Chimpaka has been amazing. Diana Hebert was a pleasure to work with. She was very, very smooth and easy and very communicative and aware that what the message we were trying to send, that this is for Black people. This is not a conversation about other communities right now. As much as those communities have their own programming and we offer those supports as Black Connections and myself as well. It was such a pleasure to be able to curate something that is for the Black voice because that's definitely not done enough. And I believe that we need to do more for that.
How do you think people who are outside of the community, people who aren't Black living in the Fraser Valley, how can they be supportive to your cause?
Getting educated. Educate yourself on what's going on. Make sure you know. Simply do what's right. It's not really that complicated of an issue. I know this issue is talked about over and over and over again, and it's flipped 15 different ways, but humanity is not really that complicated of an issue. So just find your humanity and study up.
Are you still looking for support to your fundraiser?
So that actually has stopped, but there are definitely future initiatives that we are always looking for support on.
Is there a way that people can donate to you if they want to?
They can reach out to us via DM. Currently, we're still under construction. If we do have a project for that, we will definitely publicize and share more proper channels to have those donations come in through for sure.
Is there anything that you want to talk about that we didn't get to cover?
Yeah, shout out to the Black Connections team. Yerus, she's also part of it. Yerus Salim, Michelle, Patricia's in there as well. Milka Chimpaka and Mark Forcier. Really appreciate their support and their guidance in this because Milka and I, speaking for myself now, I am new to the team in this aspect of it. And it's been a pleasure to learn and be able to kind of offer my ideas and support for the Black community in Abbotsford.